Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Good afternoon, radio friends. We are excited to have you back on the radio today, and hope you had a great weekend, and everybody's ready to get back to work, I'm sure. But we are so excited today, and we are going to be starting off this week with the Justice Family singing Beyond the Sunset for Me. Hope this is going to be a blessing to you. This comes to you off of their 50th anniversary album, and so I hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen today.
My soul is now thrilling with joy he is feeling when I think of what's over life's sea. Our loved ones are waiting, they're now congregating beyond the sunset for me.
Beyond the sunset in that better home,
angels are waiting to carry me home. In heaven with Jesus I'll be. Soul shall forever be free. I'll see Jesus standing on the shore by the landing beyond the sunset for me.
That's the Justice Family singing Beyond the Sunset for me. I hope that was a blessing to you today. We are going to be looking today in our live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church on the subject, The Dangers of Drunkenness. Once again, we're going to be doing a series message on the dangers of drunkenness. This will begin part one of the message. I want to preach this morning with the help of the Lord on some things that, and I'm going to be honest with you, the Lord's troubled my soul about this topic, and I tell you, I'm concerned, if you will. I know that these things are not popular in our day. God didn't call me to be popular. God called me to be present, amen, and to be preaching the Word of God. And so I'm going to do the very best that I can with the help of the Lord. You pray for me this morning, amen. I want to speak to you before I get started, before I look at the subject, before I even announce the text. I want you to look at some scriptures before we do that. How many in the house of God this morning have determined in their heart that they want to be wise? Raise your hand. You want to be wise. Amen. I don't think anybody wants to be ignorant, all right? Can I go ahead and tell you that a wise man is a man who understands, a man who looks into. A wise man's not one who builds something based on the picture, but reads the instructions. Amen. My wife says, I wish my husband would be a wise man. Amen. Look at Proverbs chapter number 1 with me. This is, you know, who would say to me, we've been speaking about this character in the Bible for, a couple of weeks now. Who was
titled within the Word of God to be one of the wisest men of the Bible. Solomon, amen, perfect. God give Solomon some great wisdom, and God, because Solomon did ask God for wisdom and didn't ask for the material things of the world, God blessed him with the material things. But I want you to notice that Solomon, who's proved a lot of different areas in the Word of God, he's proved a lot of different things and when it comes to worldliness as well, I want you to understand what Solomon says to his son, some wisdom that he's given his son in Proverbs chapter number 1. I want you to look at verse number 5 with me. Are you there? A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Would you agree today that, you know, if you were instructing your son or your grandson, that it would be great for him to understand some wisdom? Don't do this. It would be wise for that young man, that young lady, to listen with their ears and respond with their body. And so I want you to look once again, look at verse number 6. To understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Look at verse number 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. In other words, I reverence God. I understand that God is holy. And so therefore, I'm receiving the fact that, hey, that what God said is the truth. And so therefore, what God has said, I am to align my life with whatever God says. Amen. Okay, go on. Let me go on. So there's a fear there. Not a scared fear, a reverence fear. Amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but look here what he says. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. So a wise man is one who is going to take the Bible for what it says. A fool is one who's going to disregard what the Bible says and live their own way. Look now, go down to Proverbs chapter number 9. I'm going somewhere, I promise you, this morning. These are just scriptures that's leading up to this portion of the text, which I want to give to you. And look at what the Bible says here. Now, there's a fool, no doubt, mentioned in the Word of God, and there's a scorner. A scorner is one who just disregards and rebukes everything the Word of God says, and makes fun of those who are trying to live in the admonition of the Lord. Look at verse number 8. Reprove not a scorner. In other words, don't correct him, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man. Look at what he says. If you reprove a scorner, he's going to hate you. Amen. A scorner is one who said, I don't care what you say. I'm going to live my own life. I'm going to do my own thing. But notice what it says about the wise man. A wise man, rebuke a wise man. Tell a wise man he's doing wrong. Tell a wise man areas that he can improve on. And look at what it says. And he will love thee. He will thank you. He will thank you for pointing out the errors of your ways so that he can improve and become better. Now, you raised your hand this morning. You said you want to be wise. Thank God for that. I appreciate that. That's a wonderful thing. But are you willing to take what this book says, and are you willing to become wise by hearing the instructions of this book and then aligning your life with what this book says so that you can be a wise man? I want to tell you something. God wears me out. God takes me to the woodshed. But I tell you, I'm better for it this morning. I'm thankful to God that God Almighty will take me to that place and say, you're wrong. You need to get it right. You're up here. You think you're up here, but you're really down here. And God will straighten me out. I'm thankful this morning that I got a God that will rebuke me and tell me that I'm wrong according to his word. Amen. What's happened to our day is, we've gotten to a place where people think that they're so wise that they've got to the portion where they tear the Word of God apart, make it say what they want it to say, and interject in what God has said. I'm going to tell you something. You better be careful doing that, friend. So I'll get me a different version that says something different. Well, you can, but you're not going to get out of what God has already said. Amen. God said it, and that's the truth. Amen. Now look at verse number 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will get wiser. How about that? Teach a just man, and he will increase learning. Look at verse number 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding. Let me read that one more time. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Understand who God is, where my place is, and understand that God is all wise and God's giving that. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Look here, you can't be holy without understanding who God is. You're never going to be holy. You're never going to be righteous without understanding the things of the Lord. I want you to now take your Bible and go to Proverbs chapter number 20. I feel the need to look at a subject this morning that no doubt is not a popular subject in our day, but it's very needful. I believe that we are in a place that as church members and as church people, we've gotten to a place where we're slipping in our quality. I'm going to just paint you a picture for just a minute. How many of you guys have ever bought a brand new car? Brand new car. Oh, okay, some of you guys, perfect. How many's bought a used car? All right, put your hand out. How many want to buy a car? Amen. All right, go see Jerry King after the service. I'm sure he's got some for sale. When you go buy, Brother Brad, you do it, I do it. When you go buy a new car, this is what you do. You take that new car, you test drive it. How many of y'all test drove your car before you bought it? You felt the seat, right? You got in the seat. You felt that. Oh, yes. Much different than my old Ford, amen. And you kick the tires a little bit, amen. But this is what you're looking for. Now, I'll show you something. This is what you're looking for. You're walking around that car, and you're looking for any type of blemish that might be on it. You're looking for any type of dent. You're looking for any type of scratch. You're looking for, I mean, if you can find the least, that's $500 right there. Amen. That's a bargaining point. If you can find anything wrong with that car, you're going to go to the dealership and you're going to say, hey, listen, buddy, that thing is not perfect. Why you're looking for blemishes for a deal. Let me say this to you this morning. The world looks at you exactly like that. You say, preacher, what you saying? I'm trying to tell you that when you come to this building and when you sit in this atmosphere, they're wondering, what did you get while you were here and what kind of quality of an individual are you going to be? They're walking around you. They're looking at your attitude. They're looking at your ways. They're looking at your giving. They're looking at your love. They're looking at everything that you do. And the reason why is because they're trying to figure out, are you truly who you say you are? I want to preach this morning. I believe this is going to help you. I hope it is. Amen. I hope it's going to be a blessing to you. But there's a tremendous problem in our day. I feel like that the Lord would have me to preach this morning on the thought, the danger of drunkenness.
I hate to break into the message right there, but that's about all the time that we have for the broadcast today. Please tune in tomorrow as we once again look at the subject of the dangers of drunkenness. And part number two of the message will be a continuation of the message we preached today.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.